Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this week in the UWA starts right now. I am Mr. Hollywood, the president and the United World Champion, Hollywood Tony P. How's everybody doing today? What a show we got. It's going to be short, it's going to be sweet, but we got a lot of news, especially to talk about the meet and greet. That's right, the Steel City Championship Wrestling Society, or whatever they are, have decided to show up at Garmy down there in Puebla. And, well, it turns out that the United Wrestling Alliance talent is gonna be there as well. Does it matter that all the wrestlers for Steel City, also those ones wrestle for the UWA? Not all, not everyone, but some of them. And if you want to know more, it's called the Grease Car Show, and that's in Pueblo West. I can't read it because it's too small. Pueblo West. High School main parking lot. And if you have a car registration fee, you can go there. You can meet Savage Singh, Fonzie LaFleur, Sid, The Last Don, and more. And that's out there. Meet them. And the meet and greet is sponsored, of course, by Steel City Championship Wrestling. The United Wrestling Alliance is a proud sponsor of Steel City Championship Wrestling, and their event at Fuel and Iron June 1st is going to be something spectacular. Champions abound, and I'm telling you, the United Wrestling Alliance will be represented in full regalia. You know it to be true. I am Hollywood, and I will tell you the God's honest truth. That's not the big news. No, ladies and gentlemen, the big news for tonight, this week, and also, the Battle of Armageddon is coming, and it's going to happen in March. It's not March yet. We're in a leap day, but it's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon, okay? Now, it's going to be a little different, if you really wanted to know. It's going to happen in the graveyard. We're going to film it, but we're going to do interviews. We're going to do location scouting. We're going to talk to people. We're going to do the whole schmear. We're going to set it up schmaltzy. Oh, Hollywood style, right? And it's going to be very cinematic and dramatic. But also, you're going to be ecstatic because you're going to see it on Facebook, on our Facebook page, the United Wrestling Alliance. On Facebook. Yes, we could have a YouTube, but not now, and maybe not then, or maybe not never again. I don't know, but it will be live right here, and you'll hear it, you'll see it, but when we film it, it's not necessarily going to be when it gets released, because again, we're going to add a whole bunch of wonderful things to it. We're going to get our ring announcer, Sizzle, to take over some voiceover duties and, much like Vincent Price, introduce us into that world, that spectacular world of the graveyard and the scene itself. We'll have, you know, talking and interviews and promos before and after with the competitors, both Fonzie and Sid, and whoever will come out victorious. We'll talk to the groundskeeper, the caretaker, the undertaker, the gospel maker. We'll talk to them all and put it on there live. But what does it need? What does a spectacular theatrical match need? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it needs music. It needs an undercurrent. It needs a song, a theme, and we have it, ladies and gentlemen. We have it under the good authority that, yes! Dark, raving man is going to carry the theme. And they've written the song, The Graveyard, and it's a great song. We have a clip of it in a minute. It's called The Graveyard. It's off their new album, Five Turkeys in the Parking Lot. Five Turkeys in the Parking Lot. Great album. You might know Stark Raving Man from the album Tomato Girl, the soundtrack of that movie, completed entirely by Stark Raving Man, the soundtrack to Tomato Girl. Also, the theme and the main theme song of the Battle of Armageddon, Stark Raving Man, and Tony Stark, my friend, good guy, right? You know, his name is Tony, can't be that bad. Tony Stark is great, and Stark Raving Man, what a get. And so Stark Raving Man will be the official band and theme song. I don't even think they have a Facebook page, really, but let's get a little sample real quick here of Stark Raving Mad. This is The Graveyard. This is what we got. Let's find it. And let's take a listen. And if you want to hear the full rendition, you'll hear it live. The Battle of Armageddon. Who will leave the graveyard? The new Armageddon champion. Let's take a listen to about 30 seconds of The Graveyard by Stark Raving Mad off of Five Turkeys in a Parking Lot. Okay, well, interesting. That's the middle of a song, apparently. But if you, you're going to hear the full song, that's the sample he sent us. So, you know, hey, thank you, Tony Stark. Ladies and gentlemen, Stark Raving Mad coming to a venue near you. And, of course, the official theme song, The Graveyard, from The Graveyard at the Battle of Armageddon. Amazing. So, that's what's happening here in the United Wrestling Alliance. I'm running for president. My campaign is far underway. Let's take a listen to my campaign commercial and I'll talk more here. Let's see.
Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
Yes, you guys need to vote for me for re-election. All you have to do is go on Facebook, take a picture of your ballot that says Hollywood Tony P, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Any and all, I paid for them all. Any name, and you put it on, and I will win, and I will be re-elected. Now, The Battle of Armageddon is going to take place here shortly in an undisclosed time in an undisclosed graveyard, and it's going to be amazing. But Sid needed an opponent, so let's go back and listen to our anonymous UWA GM drop of the news on who is going to face Sid Luciano. Let's take a listen.
Hi, the anonymous UWA general manager have decided to give the people exactly what they want, and therefore in March it will be Sid Luciano versus Fonzie LaFleur in the graveyard at Armageddon. If you have any issue with this, please feel free to eat my asterisk. I have spoken and am the best general manager who has ever managed, generally. Long live the UWA. We shall crush you all and swim in your salty tears, except of course I won't swim, because I am a computer.
He is a computer and an asshole as well, and that is our GM announcing the match, the Battle of Armageddon. It is underway. It is coming soon to a theater near you, and it's going to be good because if you saw the promo trailer thing of the matchups, and you can see it on our page, go to Facebook, United Wrestling Alliance, you can see the match graphics, and that was done by our good friend down there at Steel City to help us out there, Steel City Championship Wrestling. Go to Facebook, like Steel City Championship Wrestling, like the United Wrestling Alliance. Like I said, the Battle of Armageddon is going to be amazing. The Armageddon Championship, you know, it's a live title during the match, a timed match. Anything can happen. Who knows what's going to happen in the graveyard at Armageddon? Only time will tell, and you will see it. You will see it live between Sid, the Last Don, Luciano, and Fonzie Mother Lovin' LaFleur. Wow. Two insane individuals, both vying for the newest and the hottest title in Colorado independent wrestling. Baby Fuel and Iron, here we go. You'll see us there. Hollywood Tony P, that's me, Mr. Hollywood. Longest reigning United World Champion in history. Going on a year and a half, probably almost 2 years. Who gives a anymore? I'm the champion. Ain't nobody coming to get it. I offered him $1,000. I offered him a tournament. I offered him my high. I told him where I'd be. I told him where to meet me. I told him where to find me. I have the title. You want it? Come and get it. And nobody dared step up to me. To me, Mr. Hollywood. Tony P, ain't nobody stepped up to the plate. Ain't nobody dare take the challenge. And so I will remain champion for as long as it takes to find somebody worthy enough to take care of this, what it is. Thank you guys for joining us. We will see you next time right here on This Week in the UWA, and we're going to talk more about the Armageddon Championship, and new things are coming. New people are being signed. That's right. There's rumors abound. And we'll let it all go down right here next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Thank you, guys. Vote for me, Mr. Hollywood, Tony P, DDS, DDR, and I am out of here. Bye, guys.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.